Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget about everybody that's working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers that are out there. We appreciate you guys and gals doing what you're doing. Thank you so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the fact that if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear our show being played live right now on the live stream over there on the website. And we have that up there. And when we're not there, then we have the last show that's playing on the stream during the day until it comes back live again the next night. Now, going to the telephone line, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Today is National First Responders Appreciation Day, and we want to say thank you very much to all the first responders out there for the job you do.
Well, we tend to forget just how many first responders there are, all the various duties and titles and agencies that they come from, especially when you consider how they continue to stand up during the height of the pandemic. So,
yeah.
And now they're kind of, a lot of them are being thrown under the bus. So, they deserve a big embrace from us.
And since you mentioned it, I'll just briefly mention that in New York City, the fire department of New York president, the business union, said, don't worry about anything. Just keep right on working like as if it's normal. Don't pay any attention to the vaccine stuff. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I know that, somebody lost a lawsuit yesterday from a judge ruled against them. I forget what it was.
I think it was the police department. NYPD, yeah. I think that's who it was.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Joe Biden and a little money deal that he's got going there. It looks like as if the billionaire tax isn't going to go anyway. And by the way, AOC has threatened a no vote on the infrastructure bill if the Democrats don't provide all the social spending that she's expecting to see. They're not going to get it, so I guess he's going to vote no.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Extended family leave, I think, is coming out. The Progressive Caucus is kind of losing their battle here, it seems. And they continue to threaten that they're going to stop all this in the House. So we'll necessarily see how divided it ends up being. I would say the Democrats are in a little bit of trouble here.
They're in disarray, I would say.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yep.
It's pretty chaotic.
Nancy was yelling at Chuck, and Chuck was yelling at Mitch, and Mitch was yelling at Biden, and I mean, it was just everybody was yelling at everybody. And we're going to get into, after this break, we're going to get into Merrick Garland, because there was another one they went after yesterday.
But
real quick, Alec Baldwin's criminal liability in the Russ movie shooting has not yet been ruled out. And a lot of legal experts are chiming in right now saying that he's still in the hot seat as police found hundreds of live rounds on the Russ movie set and at least three weapons that would fire live ammunition ready to go, and one dud weapon, which is what they're supposed to use on a set.
Yeah, I watched yesterday a weapons expert that actually worked for Hollywood has an exact the exact weapon that was used on that set, the weapon in question here. And he explained an awful lot of things about the, not only the weapon, but the blanks, the real rounds that go in it.
Yep.
So forth and so on. So, I would say that, while everybody is kind of giving, and I've said it several times, giving cover to Alec Baldwin, even this weapons expert that is really hired by Hollywood, he's going, no, this was a purposeful action. It wasn't a purposeful action to kill anybody, but it was a purposeful action to fire the weapon the way that it requires to be fired. So.
Yeah, and apparently there was another live round in the chamber. I'm beginning to think that the weapon was loaded completely with live rounds, but no one's confirmed that yet. But they did say there was another round. Had he fired the weapon, would have been a second live round.
Well, I think that we're going to, again, the law enforcement, the investigators are going through an awful lot of testimony,
yep,
an awful lot of questioning. And some of the answers that they're getting is creating some new questions, some new things that they're finding out. So we got to go slowly.
Yep. Tippy toe along. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon 2. Check her out by going to founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Find out more about what it is that she does and then follow her on Facebook, too. All right, I'll be right back with more, and Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break. Mr. Gallagher, please.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Lauren Kelly at Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. That's Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E. And remember, education of our youth has always been critical. We had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. That's where Lauren Kelly comes in, the author, mother, grandmother that wrote Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Three different books that teach the grade school kids all about American history. History with a Heart is what she calls it. And I'll tell you what, to find out more, you can go to Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. For your children, your grandchildren, too. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers. She also has an audio book now, an audio book. So you can get that over there, too, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And the books come in English and Spanish. So there you go. Check it out. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
We have Mike in Clearwater on the line, and he has a question for you. So, Mr. Mike, go right ahead and ask.
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure, ma'am.
Thank you.
This movie set incident has overtones of what happened years ago with, I can't remember if it was Bruce Lee or Brandon Lee, but
yeah.
One of the Lees was filming a movie and
right.
Somebody shot a gun and it was a live round and he was unfortunately killed.
Yep.
So, but I never did hear what the aftermath of the investigation in that particular case was. So I was wondering, Denise and Captain, if you could educate me on what happened in that particular case, and thank you so much.
Well, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the person that was responsible for the gun, that fired the gun, rather, was charged with criminally negligent homicide.
I think that could possibly, and I think that's
Correct. And I think that that's possibly what they were. It's on the table when it comes to, at least in this case, Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. And I say that because there could be some others that are charged. According to the press conference yesterday, their investigation is not complete, but nothing was off the table. However, after that first incident that happened, all kinds of procedures were changed on movie sets. I think in some cases it actually became part law on how weapons are handled in order to ensure that not only is there regulations or procedures when it comes to the weapons themselves and the types of weapons and the ammunition, but also how they are handled. And that's why you have experts now that are hired by the studios. In this particular case, it's according to the press conference yesterday, there were all kinds of, I don't want to say abuses, but I guess that's the only word that kind of comes to mind, or violations of procedures.
They didn't follow all the protocols.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
So that's why I say charges plural, against people plurally, because it doesn't look like that Alec Baldwin could be the only one charged here.
Yeah, and it kind of sounded yesterday from the police conference, I heard part of it, that I'm not sure if somebody asked a question or if it just came out somewhere along the line, but more than one person could wind up being charged here.
That's what I'm saying. There could be more than one person.
Yep.
There can be variable charges, but this one's but again, we need to necessarily judge slowly because of previous incidences that had led up to the death, weapons, violations of whatever. So, there were more than one weapon on that set.
Mm-hmm.
So, we need to go slowly on this one.
Now, we're going to talk about something that really got hot yesterday, and I saw not all of it, but some of it on television, and that was Merrick Garland. It all started out when Chuck Grassley, the senior Republican on the committee, said, and I quote, "Since you and the White House based your memo on this delegitimized letter, I assume you're going to revoke your extremely divisive memo that kind of looks like as if something that would come out of a communist country." Well, he didn't really get an answer out of that, but it didn't sound like he was going to get rid of his memo either.
Merrick Garland was asked by several senators to rescind his memo, either that or apologize, whatever, but he is not going to do it. He was given an awful lot of opportunities, and he refused to take any of the asserted cures that the Republicans were really kind of giving him, and he refused to go there. So, let's see. There were at least three, however, that said that he should resign.
Tom Cotton was the one that really got my attention.
Well, Senator Hawley.
Yep.
So... yeah, it was, Garland is sticking to his guns here. And it's pretty clear that, based on his answers and whatnot, and even when it comes to the conflict of interest, with his son-in-law.
Yeah.
Cruz kept asking him if he got a review or some kind of a waiver or something when it came to ethics, because of the company and contracts that his son-in-law has.
Yep.
That He wasn't going to go there either. He refused to answer that question. So, yeah, we actually have an activist, I would say, in the Department of Justice.
And
well,
then,
got lots of,
and then
one
you,
of them.
And then you got little Dr. Fauci again, who has turned around and doubled down again on the lies that he told to begin with about the COVID origin. And Dr. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, who happens to be a doctor, came in here and just blasted it by Jesus out of Fauci. Now, before we run out of time, I want to go right over here to Bagham and Bob because he's got a question. Go ahead, Bagham and Bob.
Yes, sir, Kent. Just one quick comment. A Democrat can never admit anything wrong and can never apologize.
That's why it's useless to
even grill him or ask him, anything. All right, that's it, Kent.
Yeah, he's right. He's absolutely right. Biden, for example, should be apologized about everything. He hasn't said a word.
Well, after the Mueller report and how that whole thing came out, you would think that Adam Schiff or, some of the Democrats would apologize, not just to Trump, but, to the American people. But, I think it ought to be come out in a documentary. I think we need a documentary on this.
There you go. And by the way, Schiff did say he was heartbroken because of Mueller.
Oh, I read all that.
Yeah, because of Mueller and the woods. Yep.
Disappointed in him. We never should have called him. That's because that's an excerpt from a book that he's now written and published.
Wow.
Schiff.
Yeah, these guys are all selling books.
Well, yeah, a publisher is going to pay for it. Why not?
Well, let's see. Let's write one about the fact that you can't use the words freshman, upperclassmen, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you're over on the University of Pittsburgh because it's sexist language. Let's write that book.
What happened to free speech?
I don't know, but that's up and left the campuses, at least. The socialists are in charge. By the way, the inmates are in charge of the asylum.
Yeah, well, that's a fact.
Good Lord. All right, well, what are you going to write about here? Because you're about to...
I don't know. I don't know. It's gotten to the point where I can't process some things sometimes. I mean, I read about it. I think about it. Strategically, how's this going to play out? Blah, blah, blah. And I just get exhausted. I had two very interesting radio interviews yesterday myself, and even my guests were exasperated.
Okay.
With conditions. Yeah.
I believe it. All right. You have yourself a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Sure.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check it all out, see the things that she's writing about. It's all there. I'll be right back. Right after these messages.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In San Antonio, Texas, people are cleaning up as powerful storms tore through the area. There were reports of tornadoes in Houston and also in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And in the Northeast, there is major storm cleanup in eastern Massachusetts after a nor'easter ripped through the area. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker had a warning to the people in his state.
Folks should remember the storm isn't finished and crews are working to make roadways and other infrastructure safe.
Over the past 24 hours, power lines have been down, debris has covered major roads, and trees have fallen all around the South Shore. Also, the power company there said they've called in crews from Connecticut, New Hampshire, and from Canada. The CDC is now recommending a fourth COVID shot for those with compromised immune systems. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And don't forget, you can become an aviation maintenance tech. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Right, and don't forget that you can go to the website, naa.edu, or, like I like to tell everybody, the telephone number to call to schedule an appointment to come and see one of the campuses is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. You can check out the one in Clearwater, Florida, if that's closer for you, then whatever. Or you can go to the one outside Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. Check it out. Two campuses to teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Pick the one you want. So there you go. Now, the fact of the matter is, when you get done reviewing what's there, then you get a chance to make up your mind as to what you want to do. Because a certified aviation maintenance tech is a job that's going to be in demand. You're never going to hurt for wanting a job. You'll have one somewhere around the world. That's how good the certification is. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Again, two locations to serve you, one in Clearwater, Florida, one in Concord, Massachusetts. Well, U.S. Special Operations Command is going to transform its biggest plane to gain an advantage against China. They're going to take the AC-130 and do some things with it, make it do a little bit more tap dancing and get it a little bit more specific. And, by the way, don't be surprised if in the not-too-distant future you don't see an AC-130 seaplane to drop people in, take them in on the water, and wheel them in, wheel them out that way in a lot of different cases, because a lot of what they do is done that way. And, of course, it's not just about the AC-130 gunship. It's not just about that. They have the big MC-130J Commando, which is a transport plane, which gets in and gets out pretty quick. Doesn't need that long of a runway. Lots of times they come in hot, drop their stuff off, and roll right out the other end, and away they go. But anyway, it's a reliable plane, really good plane. And I hope they don't do away with it because it's got plenty of use left in it. Now, we're finding out that nearly 200 Americans who want to leave Afghanistan are still in country nearly 2 months after the U.S. military's evacuation mission ended. We also have heard that there's thousands of Afghans that worked with the United States military who are seeking visas that remain in Afghanistan. This is ridiculous because they're getting next to no help at all from our government. It's like the Biden administration has just written them off as losses of war. And that's a shame. That's a real shame. Somebody needs to wake him the heck up. But then again, I guess he's asking for things that just aren't going to happen. Now, the hostage families have told Biden, bring our fellow Americans home. The signatures include the mother of Trevor Reed, a Marine in prison in Moscow on charges of assaulting a police officer. These parents want their kids back home. The ones that were captured in Afghanistan, the ones that were captured by the Islamic terrorists, they want them back, 13 of them, I believe it is. And by the way, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse for Texas, you know, Texas has been doing this tremendous thing, massively expanding its state activity and their active duty mission for the National Guard on the U.S.-Mexican border. Thousands of troops are already there, and thousands more are on the way via unit-level involuntary mobilizations. Now, Texas has slashed some of the benefits the Guard gets while spending millions to expand the border mission because the federal government won't help them with the costs. You heard me right. Joe Biden will not help the state of Texas with the National Guard costs. So, Texas, what are you waiting for? Tell the federal government to go take a flying leap off a short pier. You're exercising your state sovereignty, and you will no longer pay any attention to their federal law. You can do it. You got the governor to do it. And that'll take care of that. And then you can do what you want. Don't send the federal government another dime. Keep it right there in Texas. You can do that too. State sovereignty. Now, if a leaked email is true, the Marine Corps may soon allow sleeve tattoos. An unlimited number of tattoos for officers, and allow future recruiters and drill instructors to support visible ink, which is something that up till now they haven't done. Now, the Army is saying that they lost fewer soldiers to on-duty training accidents in fiscal 2021 than they did in any other reporting period on record. Officials from the Services Combat Readiness Center said that in an October 21st release. And that's good, because some of these accidents they were having that were killing soldiers were just over the top. By the way, while the disagreement over Taiwan isn't new and has long since vexed relations between the countries, recent developments suggest that the United States and China may be coming a little bit closer now to actual confrontation over Taiwan. Will it be nuclear? Don't know. Probably because of the fact that everybody involved has got some sort of nuclear weapon, including Taiwan, according to them. Now, speculation has been that the American forces would withdraw from Syria after the Afghanistan pullout in an effort to win the forever wars, but the United States is not going anywhere soon when it comes to Syria. We're going to keep our troops there. Even though there was a drone attack in Syria on that U.S. base, and by the way, the U.S. is now pointing the finger on Iran as the source of last week's armed drone attack against American forces in Syria. Government sources were casting the situation as part of a broader Iranian-led expansion campaign in Syria, with armed drones serving as the main weapon. Now, defense officials say the threat demands vigilance from American forces, including counterterrorism strikes in the country. It probably does. We need to be more vigilant. And a campaign in Afghanistan that began with ordinary people donating frequent flyer miles has raised enough in 2 months to provide 40,000 flights for refugees from Afghanistan. And organizers and the White House are looking to nearly double that figure with the same frequent flyer miles. Now, Iran is glad that the Americans are gone out of Afghanistan, but the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan creates a host of problems for Tehran and no easy solution, since they don't get along with each other. What's going to happen there? Oh, boy. All right, stay tuned. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right back with him on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. And this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. People come from all around the country to check them out. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to get an extra $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. Certified pre-owned or new, but you got to tell them the captain sent you, or it's not going to happen. You can't wait till after you get involved. You walk in the door and say, hey, the captain sent me, and boom, right away, there you go. You started the process. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
The supply chain woes have gotten much worse. Want to hear how?
Okay.
They have run out of chassis. Those are the things that they set the container on, specially designed to drop a container on there, and then away you go with a chassis. All you need is the power unit to pull it. They've run out of chassis. They don't have any more. They're trying desperately to get a hold of them. You'll see trucks on the interstate, if you haven't already seen them, hauling 3, 4, 5 chassis at a time. Usually it's a step deck because they're lower and they can put more on there, which leads me to my next point. Somebody says, well, why don't you just take a flatbed truck and use that as a chassis? Well, because it makes the trailer, container over 14 foot high on top of the trailer. Now, what does that mean? It means there's bridges around the country on the interstate that they can't get under.
Yeah, almost tracked your trip ahead of time, and I'm sure that there's software and whatnot that would help truckers out with that and probably have to divert them in various different ways where they can get stuff from point A to point B.
Correct.
You can help that. And what was interesting, what you had told me about before, was the fact that the additional costs with these, if you have to do the things that way. You want to maybe explain that to everybody?
I will. They've actually recruited some what they call RGN stretchable RGNs, which are the very low trailers that haul the big heavy equipment, and they can stretch them out to 40 feet. They can drop a container in the middle. The problem is those trucks are very expensive to operate. Consequently, the rates for those trucks are around $5 a mile, which is at least double what they normally get to haul a container.
Yeah, that's going to be very cost prohibitive. Again, this is going to obviously translate into higher prices and the items that you're buying. It has to. I mean, it's a cost.
It's going to be a very expensive Christmas. Sorry.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. It's just you look at the price of things, and you got to say to yourself, I mean, this is just patently absurd. As you're talking to people, sometimes it's easier to get certain items that don't go in such volume via FedEx than it is to actually get it through traditional means. It's that bad right now, and it's that backed up.
Well, all you got to do is hand it to the Biden administration in the face of growing, dwindling public confidence in the economy on the eve of the report of the gross domestic product to make sure that it's going to fall way short of the lofty expectations they were talking about this summer. You agree with that?
Oh, all the things that they were preaching and talking about are patently absurd. I mean, you had Biden out at the McAuliffe rally telling everybody how awesome everything is. Yeah, we'll see how thrilled everybody is when, the shelves are bare at Christmas when they take a look at their bill. A couple stories yesterday talking about this could be the most expensive Thanksgiving ever when it comes to food. We see it in everything that we buy. I talked to my friend who lives in California yesterday, and he was telling me how much he's just paying for meat out there.
Right.
I thought expensive for where I lived. I mean, it's patently absurd there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, again, we're feeling it right now. It's whether or not people actually, decide to act on it with their at the ballot box eventually. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, here's why I think they will, because with Biden out there telling everybody how great things are and the economy's rolling along and this, that, and the other, this time it's different because the people out there, Democrat and Republican alike, are all getting stuck really hard in their wallet. And, I mean, they're getting it. It's hard to fool people into doubting what they can see with their own eyes, and they're seeing it and they're feeling it because, Chris, and I know, prices are rising rapidly. Inflation has proven to be anything but transitory. The supply chain should be renamed the shortage shackles, and growth has gone dangerously sluggish. We are in big, big, big financial trouble here, and this guy Buttigieg, well, he's the Secretary of Transportation. Chris, you could do better than he could.
Well, I mean, anybody, it's not a different, I mean, it's not something that, I feel is that difficult. If you can, if I was, again, if, I was in charge, I would actually put people, in those positions, cabinet positions, if we actually even needed those cabinet positions, that had logistics experience.
Thank you.
I mean, you go to people who have run trucking companies. You said I could do a better job. Yeah, I could, but you could do a much, much better job because you were actually in that industry.
30 years.
I have worked at Walmart and handled their logistics or whatever it may be, supply chain management. There's a lot of people that could do a hell of a lot better job. But that's not what these positions are about anymore. It's about politics. And it's about who you know and, did you run for office? And, it's sad. It really is. We don't have the best and the brightest working in Washington by any stretch of the imagination. We have the people with the ethical bypasses at birth that are connected, and that's the way it is.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the Democrats right now because they are in absolute disarray over taxes, family leave, climate change, the Biden spending program, and we're finding out that the big Biden inflation deal, his big spend all is not going to get passed. AOC is threatening to vote against everything if he doesn't include all the stuff that she wants in it, and it's not going to be there.
Well, I mean, AOC's in the House, so, I mean, her power is obviously not as, her vote is not as important. I mean, obviously, she could get the entire, progressive caucus doing the same thing. It could be problematic. I don't know. As of right now, it's an absolute mess. Biden is supposedly leaving today for Scotland for this big climate change shindig. And he, was jumping up and down, wanted to have something done by the time he went there.
Not going
to
happen.
That's not going to happen. Again, the ideas that they're throwing around are just stupid. And they're making fools out of themselves, too. They're actually, calling people out. Elizabeth Warren calling out Leon Cooperman and other people here. Who the hell do you think you are? I mean, you're a United States senator. You represent the people. Your job is not to target people. It's sad. It really is. People on the left, you actually, think that any of these ideas are workable? I mean, are you out of your mind? Have you actually put any thought into this at all? I mean, you got guys like Ron Wyden behind this. Ron Wyden has never had a job in his entire life where he wasn't getting paid by the taxpayer.
Correct.
Never. Yeah, he was in the House since 1981, and I don't know when he became a member of the Senate. He's a lifer. He's like a Joe Biden out there that don't have any clue whatsoever how the private sector works. Mm-hmm. Yet he's in charge of the Finance Committee. I mean, it was so stupid the way that this tax that he wanted to put into play. It was all about PR. It wasn't about whether or not it worked. And the reality is that, you might want to have had this thing tested to see whether or not it's constitutional. I mean, the 16th Amendment talks about income. It doesn't talk about the stuff that you may own. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and at least the Republicans, when they put people on committees when they were in charge, they would actually put business people that had run businesses out of all things, the Ways and Means Committee. How about that? What a novel idea.
Yeah, it's a mess right now, but I'm happy. I'm honest, I hope the whole thing blows up.
It's going to. Believe me, it's going to. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one, Matt.
All right, Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go there, check it out, see what he's all about. And by the way, on the weekend, you'll catch this program on many of these same stations. I'm coming back with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.